You're listening to the Locked On Nuggets podcast, your daily podcast on the Denver Nuggets. Now, here is your host from DenverStiffs.com, Adam Mottis.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Locked On Nuggets podcast, part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Adam Mottis from DenverStiffs.com, the largest Denver Nuggets blog and community on the web. Check us out. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hopefully you already were, so you caught us recording Periscope and Facebook Lives from the event today, and you already got a good look at the big unveiling of the new Denver Nuggets rebrand. This is what your Nuggets will look like for the foreseeable future. The Jokic era will be Flatirons red, Sunshine gold, and I can't even remember, Skyline blue. I think there's one other color blue. I'm not sure. But before I get to all of that, I am not a graphic design expert, so I went out and found the best graphic designer in all of Denver. And it is, you know him as the head honcho at D-Line Co., Eric Wiedem.
What an amazing oversell. I don't know that I'm able to even follow my own introduction. How's it going?
I did that so that you'll look bad now, and I'll look good.
Well, I frequently look bad. I don't need help with that. I appreciate it, though. the other color blue you're looking for is midnight blue. And it's not sunshine gold. It's sunshine yellow.
Ah, sunshine yellow. You're right. Gold, it is weird. I guess we will get into this, but it is weird that the Nuggets don't have gold anymore. They have yellow. That's a little strange to me. but we'll get there. I have a feeling that's a note here. I want to start with just like generally, you know, it's always exciting when you get something new. Were you coming into this? What was your feeling? Excitement, nervousness for the Nuggets changing and kind of going with this new design?
Well, this has definitely been on my mind recently. A big part about what I like about sports is the aesthetics of sport. I like the history. I like mixing of aggression and goofiness and approachability and playfulness and all of the things you sort of have to consider for like a really varied fan base. I mean, sports, you know, appeals to absolutely everybody because sports itself, you know, appeals to absolutely everybody. You can watch it for pure spectacle. You can watch it like you do, where it's a game of high-level chess and you're sort of trying to understand what the players outside of the game are doing. And so, you know, to that same point, you have to then get people excited about the aesthetics are a huge part of it. So
this is why talking to you about these things, is because I ask you a simple question and like we're into like the philosophy of like sport before we even
get to it.
No, but I love it. It's like, you know, I think everybody's attracted to like people that are passionate about what they do, and you're just so clearly attracted to, or you know, passionate about design. So I think
I would say I'm entombed by it. I'm trapped by it. This is like, I think about this stupid stuff all the time, and then people have like some interest in it, but I take it way too seriously. So it's good that you appreciate that.
So there was a big event tonight, and it was a private event. You know, when they unveiled the jerseys last year, that, you know, it was a public event. There's a bunch of people. There was a private event tonight, and I thought a really cool event. I know fans obviously didn't get to be a part of it. Hopefully you got to enjoy the stream and stuff, but it was kind of, it was an interesting way to roll it out like this. And also at halftime of the game, I saw some people online were critical about that, but to me, I'm like, look, nobody pays attention to the Nuggets. The Nuggets kind of have to scream for attention anyway. And so to me, it made sense that they would do it at this moment. Were you bothered by that at all?
I am so out on these stupid finals that it's exciting for me to have something to look forward to at halftime. I don't know that anybody around the country cared, and I could see how they would be annoyed about the Nuggets sort of glomming on to a larger story. But I mean, I'm all in. You know, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. So all right, so let's talk about the jerseys first. Actually, I'll let you. I want you to just take me where you want. Take this listeners on a journey.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Let's do this. Go on this ridiculous road trip. So no, we got to start. Obviously, we have to start with the logos. We have to start with the identity, because everything sort of waterfalls down from that. So you have to. So you start obviously with the concept that they were putting this under, which is evolve. Which I think is a really good way to talk about it, because it's not a reinvention. They didn't completely turn the page. Right. They, you know, the, what they've been slowly heating this up over the last few years. I imagine probably intentionally, it sounds like, where they took what was the secondary logo that I think that they introduced in 2005, 2006 season.
Right.
And they like slowly made that the, like last year, this was the primary logo. I mean, you never saw that dopey, stupid mountain with the ribbon.
Terrible. Ever. The mountain logo was terrible. It was, I'm
the darkest of all ages.
Yeah.
the darkest of all ages, the worst logo ever. Certainly for the Nuggets, but I can't think of a worse logo in Colorado sports history. I mean, it's terrible. Terrible
logo. The circle pickaxe, you're right. They have been moving towards it, and I think it just looks more – it both looks classic and, like, modern.
It is. It's sort of like this hipster aesthetic, this crossed pickaxe thing, which sort of became, you know, all the rage a few years ago. But – to that point, like, I, you know, it's fine. Like, this is like one of these things where, you know, the Nuggets are always sort of like right in line with where they are in sort of the history of sports logos or just logos in general. Like, you can look at any Nuggets logo and be able to identify immediately what the era is, even if you didn't know the Nuggets. Like, that 80s logo looks super 80s. The 70s logo looks super 70s. I mean, which is not a good or a bad thing, but so, you know, the Nuggets are sort of like an on-trend team that way. So, this is sort of in keeping with that. And, you know, so what they've done is it's nice. They've given us sort of this mark that we've become accustomed to. So we didn't, you know, I mean, it's really like, I've learned that anytime there's like a massive shift in the way things look like, or the way things that people are used to look like, it freaks people out, and it takes like a long time for the dust to settle. Like, whenever Facebook would change its interface, do you remember when people would just like they would like lose their minds for like months?
And how dare you get rid of the poke button?
I know, just whatever, like whatever it is, it's just like people like the things to be the same. So
I definitely had that feeling today looking at them. Like my first look, I was kind of like, all right, kind of what I expected, whatever. But by the time I walked out of there, I was kind of like, you know what? I kind of like these. They've already grown on me so much just in the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll let you know what I think. We'll build to that. What my final verdict is. We'll go through and we'll pit. This is going to sound critical throughout, just because I'll have like little things to pick on. But but I will say overall, I feel like very positively about the direction that they're going.
Sweet.
So. Okay.
No, so you got that first logo is the pickaxes, but then the second logo is like the circle design with the pickaxes is smaller than the circle design.
It's called the roundel. This is like a classic. this is a classic layout where you have a circular logo. This is like really common in all of sports where you have, you know, the name sort of around. I've made a bunch of these myself. The thing that I don't love this logo that much. I mean, to me, it feels like kind of crowded to me, and it doesn't like the letters don't pop. I don't know. It just doesn't read that well to me. And the one thing that I really don't like about this logo is that they introduced this new element, which I think they're calling the glint, which is this like misshapen star sort of look.
Yeah. It's the Palmer star, I'm told, right? The star that you see. Is this right? The star you see like lit up at night?
I don't know. I saw something, some of the literature earlier that I was looking at referred to it as a glint, as though it was, you know, like glittering off of gold. And so maybe there's some other, the Palmer star, I don't know. So, I mean, one of my criticisms is if it is just meant to be sort of reflecting light and not a star, but if it is meant to be a star, then I get it. But if it's just supposed to be reflecting light, I wish they would have gone away from it being 5 points, so it doesn't seem like just a weird sort of misshapen star.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I also just don't think it's like that necessary. Like, I don't really like anywhere that it's used, but you know, that's like this is a small little criticism, but
I love that second logo. I don't know why. I mean, I always say if I like something, it's probably ugly. I have terrible taste, but I really like that second logo. At the event today, you know, there were hats. They were giving like away hats, and you get to pick which one. Mm-hmm. I picked that one. So to me, it's like, well, I really like it. It looks classic to me.
It is. It's so classic. It has a name, Roundel. So it's okay. But, you know, I can understand liking it. It's just like, for me, I don't know. I think maybe just it's too much blue and then around the outside, and then it sort of like overshadows the blue in the middle. And so I don't know. But I don't hate it. I just don't prefer it. I'll say that.
You won't be buying that hat anytime soon. Okay, what about the next one with the pickaxe? It's all blue.
All blue. So this is it's one color. This is their true secondary logo now. This is like, all right, it looks a little bit like a crab or a spider or something, or like an imperial TIE fighter.
God, I love how your brain works. It's so funny. Because to me, I'm like, no, it's a basketball with pickaxes. But now you say this, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, think of it more abstractly.
So I'm sure you're a huge fan of Project Runway. And like in the beginning, of when they reveal each one of the looks, they show it behind a sheet first, the person walking out, so you can get what's called the silhouette. And so you sort of like look at the silhouette of the way that this logo looks when you see it, without really allowing your brain to define what the shapes are by you telling it. So like, you know, you sort of like blur your eyes and you look at it, you sort of like, it looks, I mean, it's, it's like a little aggressive. I don't know. It's all right. It's okay. Like I definitely understand it, and I know, and I think it's the choice makes a ton of sense to me. And I think it probably will grow on me a little bit. But it feels a little angry.
I think you're right. It does feel a little bit angry. I'll say this. It appears on the jersey on the like, there's probably a name for this too, but right where the drawstring is. And I think it looks cool there.
Yeah. Yeah. They had just the pickaxes by themselves in that spot last year, which I thought was a nice touch.
So the next one, I think, is sort of the
much ballyhooed. Yes.
Yes. The skyline.
So the skyline. So the skyline is, there's a lot going on in the skyline. They're paying homage, I believe, to the city of Denver and their flag with the way they've rendered those mountains, with it being red with the thick white outline, just like the Denver flag has.
Okay.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like the three-dimensional aspect.
Yeah, it's very three-dimensional. You're right.
And I think I would imagine they did it so that they could distance themselves from any sort of similarity to the old Sonics logo, where, you know, you had the skyline in front of the sort of basketball background. The thing that's kind of weird to me, though, is that like that's the only thing that has any kind of, I mean, I guess on the main logo, you sort of have that white and yellow on the mountain, which actually they're saying that's a gold nugget, which is confusing to me, but the little mountain shape of the pickaxes. Yeah. In the literature.
Above the pickaxes.
On the main logo. I'm sorry.
Okay. You bounced back to the first two logos. I got you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I apologize. So, because I was saying, like, I think that's the only thing that has any sort of dimension to it, which is why it's a little strange. And I'm thinking that maybe they have it on that main logo also. But it's strange that, like, everything else in this logo set is based on, like, there's just pure symmetry with all of these marks. And this one has a symmetrical background, but then, like, it's like very asymmetrical with the way that the city. And it's not like, they didn't have to do it, because it's not like it's a real accurate depiction of the city of Denver. I mean, they have the cash register building in there, but I feel like all of that could have been shifted over a little bit and centered a little bit better, because it's like way left heavy.
Doesn't bother me. I see what you're saying. It doesn't bother me as much. I would say that the cash register maybe could have been a little bit more pronounced. And you're dealing with such limited space there that I guess it's kind of hard. Oh, but
I think it's great. I love that they put like a recognizable landmark in there.
Yeah, but it's so like you almost have to look at it close. If I would have just seen the silhouette, not in the context of Nuggets, I wouldn't have guessed that's the city of Denver. Just because it's, I mean, you could barely see the cash register, but. Other than, I think because it's a Nuggets logo and the mountains are there, we all kind of know it's ours. I did this one.
And, yeah. I think that this one's going to be really popular. with people. I think that it definitely harkens back to their, you know, the rainbow skyline that everybody loves oh so much. And
you talk about the three-dimensionality of it, though, and here's the one thing I will say. Denver, this is going to sound so dumb. Denver, like the view of Denver is very three-dimensional, though, because when you're at City Park or when you're at the Museum of Nature and Science and you see the city and then the mountains behind it, it just feels very three-dimensional because you have such different, like, buildings look so tall because they're so close, but then the mountains are behind them that just look so much more enormous. And so I think it kind of captures that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like a stylistic thing. Like, everything else is so flat. It's a little strange that there's dimension here, but it's just sort of a complication. Like, it just sort of adds, you know, the more details in a logo, especially when it gets small, it sort of confuses the eye more than it helps it. But, you know, I mean, there's just like little details, but I'm a jerk. Like, so, you know what I mean? Like, I just look at this as like how I would handle it. Like, if this was on, if I had my Illustrator document open, like, what would I mess around with this, like, until it felt right? Yeah. But I, you know, overall, like, the thing about this entire identity package is it's like a love letter to Colorado in general. It's like, they're really reaching back to their roots of, and they're really trying to, which I think is smart. They're really trying to, sort of come to the city rather than waiting for the city to come to them. And so, which is, you know, it's just good because the Nuggets are, it's cool. So, I mean, you know, like, you live here and you've lived here a long time. Like, there's that people think oddly of the Nuggets. Like, there's just, they're definitely like in the shadow of the Broncos and blah, 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 blah. And, I think it's really smart to just sort of say like, hey, you know, we're part of this community. Like, we are Colorado, and like, really put a stake in the ground and try and claim that, you know, people moving to the state that buy Colorado hats and, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
well, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. It does feel more Colorado. You're right about that. I like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
What about this last one? Because this last one is maybe, I mean, it's up there with, I like all these logos. I actually think the logos, I like the logos maybe even more than the jerseys, but this last one is really unique.
It is very unique. It is very unique, and it's unique even in the set of the other logos. I mean, it uses even a different font than the other two. Yeah. It has a completely different blue. I mean, we see the blue in the skyline blue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
in the buildings to give us the highlights, but it being featured so prominently, it gives the logo a really different feel. I mean, I get like a tiny, like a one little bit of an OKC vibe off of it. But I mean, overall, like, there are things in this that I like quite a bit. I mean, there's things in all of this, in all of these, I like quite a bit. And it's, you know, I mean, if I was to grade these logos as a set, like, you know, I would give them, all things considered, I would probably give them a B. Like, I'm not over the moon about any one of them necessarily, but I also appreciate what they are. And I don't dislike any of them either. So that's worth something.
I give these an A+. I'll be honest, the logos. The jerseys I'm a little bit more mixed on, although still positive. But the logos, I just think the logos are so cool. And even even your critiques of them, I think, like, I get. But maybe my mind will change over time. But I don't know. I just am imagining, like, merchandise with these things. I'm like, yeah, they're all cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you can easily make some cool merchandise with these logos.
Most definitely. They have most certainly harnessed cool with these. And so that is something to be said for sure.
What about the colors in general? We kind of joked about it, but the four colors, the move to the super dark navy, the bringing back in the red, what's your read on that?
I think it's good. I mean, they're like, I don't, my critique of the, you know, of having that powder blue earlier was just that it felt so off thematically from Denver. It felt like, you know, because it was a winter sport. We talked about this, but it felt like that, you know, the Detroit tropics, I would always joke about, like, it's just like a weird color to bring in the middle of winter in Denver. So I like that these colors are more hearty. They're more saturated. They're more saturated version of the Colorado primary colors.
I love it because you're right. Like, I didn't think of these things, but when you say it, it is so true. These do, as much as the names are kind of funny, Midnight, Skyline Blue, whatever, but you're right. These are like, these are more wintry Denver colors.
Absolutely. I mean, and they're, again, they're, I mean, they're clearly a nod to the Colorado flag, the city of Denver flag, which I think, you know, again, whatever we can do to sort of get on the same page with all of our sports franchises, like there's nothing worse than seeing somebody with an orange Broncos shirt and a light blue Nuggets hat and a burgundy and, and blue Avalanche coat. So, I mean, if we can, if we all, like if everybody is down with these colors, I would like to see everybody. I'd like to be like Pittsburgh. Like they've got, like they had a meeting, you know, they like figured something out. Now they have this whole thing, like black and yellow, that's Pittsburgh. Yeah. So, you know, yellow, red, and blue, fine. That's us. Let's have that. We'll be Colorado.
Right, right. I dig it. All right, so let's check out these jerseys now, if we can. Let's move on. I guess we'll just start with the blue. I guess it's called the Icon. These are always – I always forget what I'm supposed to call them, but
Yeah. The dark blue.
The dark
one,
blue.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to the alternate.
Oh yeah. The Icon edition. So I think that these are sharp. Like I like this, if, especially if you look at them compared to last year's. So they obviously, they've got this new font face, which is, I like quite a bit more than what they've been using in the past. They've gotten rid of one of their outlines. Like they always insisted on having like at least two outlines around all of the text and all of the numbers, which just bothers me because it just dilutes everything. It doesn't, in my opinion, it like rarely adds to it. So here we just have the one outline, which is now in red around the gold Denver and then the white numbers. If you just look at it just side by side against last year's, you can just see how much stronger that font is and the numbers they are and how much better they pop off of that background. So I like that a lot. And I like that they have these bold white lines everywhere to just sort of color block out the just the uniform as a whole. Like it's just a stronger play than last year's. So, and it's simpler. And I think I read that Josh Kroenke's quote where he said that he thinks that simpler basketball jerseys are generally better. And I just couldn't agree more. You've heard me wax about this.
I got a chance to talk to him quite a bit, probably more than I've ever, you know, had a chance to just chat with him tonight. And it was the one thing I will say is that I think he took this process and the jerseys very, 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 very seriously. You know, so I mean, what people agree, disagree or whatever. I think it was cool just to see him, the owner of the, you know, the president of the team, but also the owner of the team, really be that invested, emotionally invested in it. It was kind of cool. And then, like, as you mentioned, you heard his quotes about them being classic and all this stuff. It was cool to see that there really was a lot of like, a lot put into this.
Yes. Which it is, I mean, as well it should. It's a big deal. It's like,
and I don't think people, I've talked about this, I think last year when the jerseys were announced last year, it's obscene how much time and planning has to go into it, because a lot of people complained about, in myself included, your first instinct is to say, why do they do things this way, that way? Sometimes you have to plan like 3 or 4 years in advance through the NBA office just to get a jersey change. So it's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's huge. You just think about the implications for anything, like just the number of jerseys, and you have to change out all the graphics everywhere. And I mean, the NBA is a big deal. There's a lot going on.
Jersey? So the one thing I don't like about it, I don't know if you call it a V-neck. I don't know what you call that neck, but it's kind of an odd shaped.
It is an odd shape. The Warriors currently have this shaped collar on their jerseys. It's kind of interesting. Like it's not classic. That's for sure. I mean, the nice thing about just sort of this identity package in general is that it does sort of have influences from all different eras, which is, so you have sort of a you know, a classic simple layout on the front of this jersey, but then you mix it with like a new age sort of curvy neckline so that it doesn't feel like it's locked in the past. So, you know, I appreciate little details like that. I think that that'll be something that may grow on you. It just seems strange, but I dig it.
I think the more ripped you are, the better you look in these. Like, I think Jokic might look kind of funny, and like Millsap's going to look awesome, but Jokic might look a little strange.
You know who would look bad in these is me. I would look terrible.
It's true of all jerseys, though. I mean, it was funny, the mannequins that they had today. Mannequins are always ripped, especially at like if you go to like a sporting goods store. You know, the mannequins are just like super. But the ones today were like even more obscene. The shoulders on these mannequins had to have been like twice as wide as Kevin McHale's. It was pretty. I just kept thinking, like, what's the point of having these mannequins? These are like Terminators.
Well, it's just like you're saying, Adam. They want to take away your focus from this weird neckline, so you have to get big, big mannequins.
That's true. What other thoughts do you have with this one?
Well, so I mean, obviously, the other big thing here is the shorts and the mountains on the side of the shorts, which are cool. It's like a cool little detail. I mean, it's strange to me that the logo, the primary logo, which is put in the middle of that mountain shape. It's weird to me that it's not centered in that mountain shape. It's sort of like set back and close to the edge of it, which whatever. A weird little detail.
I'm trying to pull up a photo of the side because for some reason I can't find it. I'll find it here in just a second, I'm sure. They had the GIF of it like rotating. Yeah. That's where I'll have to go to. Oh, there, I found it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it is a little bit to the back, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that has to do with the way that the fabric is laid, because you see like the slit of the short is like closer to the front, even more so than I think last year.
Interesting.
So I don't, maybe there's like some overlaid fabric that doesn't allow it to be closer to the middle of that. But I thought that was a little strange. But overall, like of all of the things that were presented tonight, I think I saw the most reaction to these shorts in general from people online. People
positively,
really, very much so. People are very into these shorts.
Yeah, I you know what I love? Maybe my favorite part of this whole uniform is I like the waistband. I like the double white line waistband.
It's like a little bit under ruse, but I, you know, like it's kind of cool. It like definitely makes it look like a belt and a belt buckle up front.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But it is it's a strong way to divide top and bottom. So it's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. What grade do you give this jersey?
I give, see, and this is like another like where evolve is a great word, because this is not earth shaking because of what we saw last year. It's sort of like it took last year's and it just sort of grew. It changed the font, like, but it definitely embodies that same soul and spirit. But this is a better version, I believe very strongly. So, I would give this a B plus.
Okay. B plus. I think I would give this one a B plus too. And what's funny is when I first saw it, I probably would have said C plus. But it really is one of those things where the more I look at it, the more I like it. So,
it's strong.
Yeah, it's strong. He keeps saying strong, which I like. It's like the word of the layout.
Well, yeah, there are strength in these colors. Like, there's definitely like it's bold to have such a deep color and then have such a bright color pop off of it. Like it is a strong versus like that baby blue, which not, you know, white didn't pop off of it. Like nothing popped off of it. So. This is strong. That was not strong.
I like it. All right, let's go to the white, also known as the Association, if you will.
The Association. I mean, I don't know. It's like the white version. It's like this is really the place where the red is like most prominently featured any of the jerseys.
Which is good. I think some people had fears that there would be like a red jersey or something. It appears that will not be the case.
Right. At least, definitely with this first release. I mean, I feel, you know, it's, I kind of feel the same level of like, okay, fine with everybody's white jersey. So,
okay,
fine.
Yeah. You can really see on these ones, on the blue one, for some reason I couldn't see it, but that cut you're talking about, the slit on the shorts, you can really see it. It's almost front and center on the kneecap.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right up front.
I wonder what the thought process is there. I'll bet you it has something to do with performance or
mobility. I guarantee it. So you can, you know, like when your leg moves forward, like the short gives before you have to like employ the stretchiness of the short.
Right. So not much to say here. I will say the trim has blue and yellow. The other trim was just white, right? On the blue.
No, it has red. It has red around the outside.
Oh, okay.
So if you look, red is relegated on that one to lining almost everything, which I kind of wish it wouldn't. Like I wish it would just not be featured, but I do think it's important because it is like another distinguishing feature between us and Indiana's jerseys.
Yeah.
So bringing that red in is important because it just helps to make it our own.
What grade do you give the association jersey?
I mean, it's sort of drafting off of its of its predecessor, the Icon Edition. So it gets a Me Too or an Me Also. I know that was isn't that funny? Wow, that felt like I've never uttered those two words together before. It felt like such instant threat and shame. But it's the Me Also B+.
Oh my god, too funny. I think I give these ones a B-, and for some reason the red feels weird to me on these ones.
It does feel a little forced.
Yeah, and it just almost looks like a different red. I don't know. Something about these ones I think are my least favorite. Although the shorts might be my favorite. They just look so clean. Like these shorts, they're white and blue with the swoosh is red. But outside of that, they're just like white and blue, and I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. But then you have, then you have the red and the logo on the side. No, I mean,
on
they're
the
not,
sides, yeah. But yeah,
the shorts are good. But the reason the red looks different to you is because they've put yellow around the outside of it. And so it your eye wants to blend those two colors together. So it like changes the nature of that red, which is like totally unnecessary. Like, I don't know why they did that. Usually, in my view, like a reason to put a color on the outside is because it helps the visibility or like the color's not popping, but that just seems like a little extraneous to me. And it like changes the color visually.
I think it's a little bit strange that these jerseys don't have a logo on the chest in anywhere, but like you said earlier on, it does make it look much more clean and
Oh my gosh. You don't like logos. You don't like jerseys with big logos on them. Like you don't realize, like if you think about the best logo or the best looking jerseys, like so few of them actually have a logo on the front. I mean, like Boston or the Chicago. I mean, they're just like a color with green on the with white on the outside, white piping, and then it just big, flat, strong letters. And it just becomes so classic that way. Exactly what Josh Kroenke was talking about. Like the simplest jerseys are the best just because you see them all the time. And like the more complication you add to it, it ends up taking away rather than adding. It's like when things are interesting to look at and like bright and crazy, they're like more fun to look at in the short term, unless you're just wanting to look at them, but like you want to watch the basketball game. Like you don't want to see these crazy things. So it's nice. I don't know. I much prefer just a flat sort of clean look like that.
So let's go to the last one, the statement jersey, which is obviously very different than the other ones. It's an alternate, so I guess it should be.
Yes.
What's your take?
So this is like this is the pure Colorado. This is the one they brought out to sell to everybody that's like a Colorado holic. Like
everybody from like Colorado is, right?
Yeah. Although I will say, like having grown up here, like I never liked the flag. I just thought it was so dorky. And then as more and more people moved and were like really into it and wore it more and more, it just confuses me even more deeply, but like I've definitely not bought in, but like, but people like it. They like it a lot. I mean, they you see it absolutely everywhere. So like, why not? Like,
I own so much Colorado stuff, man. Like Colorado flag stuff.
Do you really?
As you walk into my house, there's you never noticed, but there's like a giant Colorado flag. I'm sitting below a Colorado flag. I have two Colorado flag hats. I have a Colorado.
You only see what you want.
I have a Colorado. Yes, that's true. I have Colorado beer koozies and a Colorado cornhole set, which I think is probably the most Colorado thing you can have.
That's the most Colorado thing you can have. That's true. That's the truest thing I've ever heard. But I think a lot of people feel like you. I feel like the people that I know that are from here are sort of on one side of the fence or the other. But it's really about the people that are coming here and are passionate about it and, like want to be about Colorado that this would absolutely appeal to. And it's funny, too, because like it is weird that on this one again, like, I mean, I wonder which one came first, but the font on this one is different from the other two jerseys. And it's the same font, obviously, that's in that
right.
Fit logo. And I love this. I love this so much. I love that it is completely flat. There's no outlines around any of the color or any of the fonts. There's nothing around the number in the middle. I cannot believe that it took me this long to come up with a Mile High City jersey in a world where we have like Rip City, which means absolutely nothing. We have Buzz City, which is means absolutely nothing. We have Loud City. Like there's like an everything city. And we like actually are a city that is a something city, the Mile High City. And it like took so long for them to come out with this. I cannot believe it. So I think this is great. I really like it a lot. There's something on the shorts here. Like I cannot make out on the left side of the short. Like there's that spider patch on the front of the bottom of the shorts. But on the side, there's like something in these dark mountain shapes that is, I can't tell if it says Nuggets or.
Oh, yeah. How did I not?
I'm really.
Man, I didn't notice this before. I wish I would have looked.
I wish you would have looked too. I mean, you're letting a lot of people down right now.
I didn't notice it. Like you said, in person, I didn't notice it. So it's kind of hidden.
It is hidden. So I'm curious what it is like, but but I like that. So you think, I mean, I like things like that are subtle details that you don't notice right away. And like you're rewarded for looking at something more critically and looking at something longer.
Right.
And you like little details like that arise. And that's how you know, the proper amount of time has been put into a project like this. Like when the Clippers debuted their logos and everything, like there's just no nuance to it. There's nothing like, you know what I mean? It's like, and so, you know, like people have just sort of pored over this and thought about it and like added little things and taken them away.
Here's a weird detail I just noticed. And it could be nothing, but is the swoosh further to the side on these than the other two? If you look at the other photos, the swoosh is visible from the front, but on this one, it's not. It's on the hip.
I think that, I don't know. That might just be in the picture I'm looking at, the positioning. Like this one is sort of like three quarters view turning away from the viewer.
I've looked at two different photos now of it, and on all of them, it kind of is the same. I don't know. I'll have to look, but it just seems like a weird thing to be different. No,
yeah,
no,
I don't.
Actually, I'm looking at a third photo now. That's actually one we took, and it's definitely on the hip. How strange!
Interesting.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's a thing, or if that's just something that was just like on those particular shorts.
Yeah,
be interesting to see. Inquiring minds want to know. This is a big topic that people are going to be delving into, I'm sure, nationwide.
Yes.
But this is cool. Like people, you know, like the people are going to love that. Skyline logo in the
Skyline logo's dope. I mean, these shorts, I'll probably own a pair of these shorts very soon.
And then you can finally tell us what's on the side.
That's right.
So stupid.
I'm going to complain about one thing and then you can tell me why I'm wrong. I don't like that Mile High City forms a weird shape. Like it's the Mile High part almost makes a 90 degree angle and then the city is relatively flat.
Well, Adam, this weird shape that it's formed is called a circle.
No, it's not, though. That's the thing, is it's not a circle.
No, it is, though. Like, if you...
I see the negative space now, yes. I see it, yeah. There's a circle in the middle there. But it doesn't feel like a circle to me because of how much Mile High arch and city looks almost flat.
City's definitely not flat. I mean, you're wrong about this in so many ways that I barely know how to start to break it down, other than just to say that you're wrong. We're just going to have to move on. This is a circle. Like, if it helps you, like, look at the shape around the 15. Don't look at the letters. Like, look at the implied shape that, like, pops out around the 15.
Yeah. No, I hear you. The trim on this one is just a circle.
Yeah, it's got, like, a really... the neck is just like a rounded crew neck almost.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. I would like to see this in person. I think that this will probably be the winner of this crop, depending upon what the next, like the crazy one that they release mid-season looks like. But
what do you think of the black on these ones?
That's just that midnight blue. That's that dark blue.
Oh, is it? Okay. Okay. I see. Gotcha. Which one's your favorite then? Oh, actually, what's the grade on this one?
I would give this, because I just love the fact that they took away all of the outlines around the type, which just looks so classic, old school, and clean. I would give this an A. I like this one, and I think you're going to see this one around town quite a bit.
Awesome. So this one's your favorite one, I take it.
It is, just because this is the one that's like the most different and like the most. The others were a true evolution, and this one is like a complete revolution. So it's like interesting to just like see the Nuggets portray themselves in like a totally different light, and a way that's like just demonstrates in my eyes like such higher understanding of their brand. And so for me, it's very refreshing, and it makes me excited about what's coming in the years to come.
We don't see, the only logo we don't see is that final one, and I guess maybe that means it's coming in the final jersey. But we see all the other shorts. What's that?
I wonder if it's on the side of the shorts. You're right. It should by all rights be on this jersey and short set, because it's using the Skyline blue. I don't know. I mean, like, to me this is the one, and it's using the same font from that logo. Like this is the jersey that would come if that was the only logo that existed. Like this would be the jersey that would come from that. Like it's got so many of the elements that is part of that.
Right.
That it I'm surprised to not see it now that you bring that up.
I wonder, yeah, maybe the next jersey will have some kind of what color would you guess for a fourth jersey?
It's got to be red, right?
Red or yellow, because you have,
I guess so.
White,
okay.
White, blue, and then lighter blue. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, red just seems so weird to me. Maybe it would be red, but I don't. The team red just seems like such an accent color in all of this. So if they had a red jersey, it would be kind of striking. I think kind of strange.
It would be striking, and you know, I mean, I think it'd be good for the Nuggets to do things like that are just so completely out of character, just to make, like, as soon as you do something and you stick with it, then you own it. And it feels weird because the Nuggets don't do it currently, but that's true of everything. Like once you see it more and more, then that just becomes that team's color, that becomes that team's, you know, attitude and the way that they portray themselves. And so, you know, like, why not step away a little bit from what we've done in the past? Like, what are we holding on to? You know, like, I'd love to see something that's just like completely revolutionary from the Nugget standpoint. But, you know, I would guess though, it's going to be some form of the Skyline, with using this new mark as sort of the foundation of that.
Yeah, I think so too. Anything else? Any other thoughts?
No, it's just I'm excited. You know, like I think this is a good day for the Denver Nuggets. I do think it's like really going to help mark a new era and make, you know, allow us to sort of turn the page from the purgatory we've been locked in for a while mentally. You know, like maybe we can stare at these and forget about what happened last draft night and what happened when we traded Gobert, things of that nature. We can sort of move on and say that was BC, and now we're in AD, right? So now we have, like, none of that matters.
It is funny how much jerseys really do mark different eras. And I guess in the Nuggets are, you would hope and think, at a good crossroads to kind of do that. Especially if, like, Wilson Chandler and Kenneth Faried get traded as or not on the Nuggets roster, it really would be a severed tie from everything that represents the powder blue Nuggets. So
absolutely, change is good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, Eric, thanks so much. Hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I do. Not everybody nerds out on this stuff, but like I love hearing you talk about these things.
I appreciate that. I hope that anybody else agrees. I don't have a high confidence level in that, but all the same, I appreciate you having me on very much.
Well, absolutely. We'll have a new shirt. We'll have to design now with some new colors. We need a blue shirt. We almost had a beautiful Jamal Murray powder blue, as much as I don't like the powder blue, that would have been a very cool shirt. But
I know, but now we have this royal blue, and I know that you like a royal blue, so now we're in a safe. Now we'll be okay again.
Could we make a red shirt? I guess we can now, right?
Because yellow
shirts
shirt.
Just don't work. You can't do a yellow shirt. It's very ugly as a shirt.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, that's one last point to make about all of this is like one thing that I do appreciate that they have brought back in is sort of the everyday wearability of Nuggets colors.
Ah, good point.
Which is like a real big hindrance for Nuggets gear.
You're so right about the powder blue, man. Like, even if you think it's cool because it's unique, walking around in a powder blue shirt,
you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, you do feel like an idiot.
It's a bad color. It's like a dude does not look good in a powder blue shirt. Like, I don't care what you say. And like in a bright yellow shirt, I agree. It's like these are terrible colors. They make you, they give you a good association with the team, but like you look bad. You don't look good in that. So
these colors
dark
are colored cooler.
Shirts win.
Yeah.
Yes, sure. Dark colored shirts are much better. So I'm a big fan.
Eric, thanks so much. You guys can follow him online at DLineCo. And I'll be back again tomorrow with some new episodes. Got some stuff to talk about regarding the recent run of draft prospects. Not a whole lot to talk about, with these. I didn't think it warranted individual podcasts for every single day. But I think now that we've had, I think, four of them, there's some good stuff and some good notes coming out of those that I think will be interesting to share later on. Thanks so much, guys. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and we'll see you all again very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Locked On Nuggets podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and visit us on the web at denverstiffs.com.